I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Vice President Dick Cheney had a message for Russia today. He delivered it from Ukraine. Cheney said Ukraine should be able to live without fear of military invasion or intimidation. That was a thinly veiled reference to Russia's military actions in nearby Georgia. And that wasn't all the vice president had to say during his stay in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev.
My country's position is clear. The United States fully supports the right of Ukraine to build ever stronger ties of cooperation and security throughout Europe and across the Atlantic. We believe that a closer strategic relationship is in the interest of all.
Cheney also expressed support for Ukraine's bid to join NATO. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse is in Kiev. He says Cheney's message today was well received in Ukraine, sort of.
It depends really which politicians you ask. If you ask the president, Viktor Yushchenko, I suspect he'd tell you that he's very pleased with words of support like that. He's very keen to join NATO as soon as possible. Now, if you ask the prime minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, the two are currently feuding with each other, I suspect you'd get a slightly different answer. Her position on Russia has been much more nuanced. She's avoided outright criticism and condemnation of Russia. So I think all of this has to be seen in the context of Ukraine's relationship with Moscow and whether or not visits by people like Dick Cheney, whether that is going to improve relations with Moscow or keep Ukraine safer.
The Ukrainian president, Viktor Yushchenko, said the events in Georgia have shown that the only model to defend territorial integrity of a country is to join NATO. Those were his words. Of course, Moscow is dead set against accepting Ukraine in NATO. Could Russia be overruled?
Well, if you ask Dick Cheney, if you ask any member of NATO, they will tell you that no third country has a veto over who joins the alliance. They will tell you that it is up to the people of Ukraine and the members of NATO to decide this. Now, there are complicating factors here, notably that all politicians here in Ukraine have pledged to hold a referendum if Ukraine is eventually to join NATO. Now, at the moment, if we held a referendum tomorrow, polls strongly suggest that the majority of Ukrainian people would reject joining the alliance. The role that Russia can play is to keep fanning that suspicion through the media. A lot of Russian-speaking Ukrainians watch Russian news, an awful lot of negative coverage of NATO there, so that possibly it might never be appropriate to hold a referendum.
President Yushchenko and Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko are deeply divided on this, and Cheney has met with both of them now. What kind of interest does the U.S. have in reconciling these two sides?
Well, I think the U.S. doesn't want to see a falling out here in Ukraine that would lead to, as Washington sees it, Ukraine slipping back into Moscow's sphere of influence. The question remains, if there is an actual constitutional crisis, which way will the country go? Who will come out on top? And what will the new relationships then be, A, with Washington and B, with Moscow? So I think it is in the United States' interest, as they see it, to keep Ukraine on the track that it has been for the past 4 years, which is very much a pro-Western one.
Just curious, what kind of reception welcome did Dick Cheney get publicly?
Oh, it was very, very cordial. I mean, I think there's no doubt that both the Prime Minister and the President see themselves as allies of the United States. It's a question of degree. Although I should note, very unusually for events of this kind, it wasn't broadcast live on any of the television channels here in Ukraine. Usually they make quite a big deal out of these things. Not today. I don't know whether we should read anything into that, but there you go.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse, always good to speak with you. Thanks indeed.
My pleasure.